I found out when I woke up. I woke up about 8 o'clock and had a couple of congratulations texts and I saw on Instagram and Facebook. So no, it's a huge honour for myself, Xavier and Tall Paul. But ultimately, it doesn't mean too much. We got to win these next couple of games, and that's what it's about. Yeah.
Your bowling in has been outstanding this season, hasn't it? It's really done the job.
Yeah, they've been excellent, especially up top. The Nessa, Xavier, Spencer, they've been excellent. So it makes myself, my life and Swabo's life a bit easier coming in the middle of overs and bowling spin. So that's no, it's been really good. Makes you a bit hungry to get back in there, so not necessarily, you can't really control them things, so just try and win as many games and contribute to the heap is sort of what I'm focusing on. I've got no idea, so we had a look at it yesterday. So Metricon, every year the wicket seems to get better and better, so yeah, I think it should be a nice wicket.
Spin friendly or what?
Yeah, hopefully. The ground's sort of, it's a weird dimension, so it's one of them ones where you can bowl well and it's a short pocket where you can get smashed, so no, it's just see how it plays out.
Matty, you've had good relationships with Steve O'Keefe, done a lot of work with him over in the past, and he's come to the end of his career.
He's been a mentor of mine the last couple of years, so I'm very grateful for what he's given me, his tips and stuff like that. So he's an excellent bowler and an excellent man, so I'm looking forward to playing against him and catching up, but hopefully we can sort of play him quite well.
What does it mean for you to be able to play at home? I mean, originally it looked like you guys weren't even going to have a game down here, so potentially have two, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think personally, and for a few of us Gold Coast blokes in the team, we get to play in front of our friends and family, so we're really pumped. A bit of TSS is getting behind it, so that's really cool. And yeah, just it's a good opportunity to play in front of friends and family.
How many games have you played?
Three or four, I think, in the past. Yeah.
Okay, because they're pretty confident coming up here because that's where they were based there during COVID. So they're saying that they're the team to beat, so to speak.
Yeah, no, they're an excellent team. They've been sort of themselves in Perth the last probably 5 years, so it's definitely going to be a tough ask, but we can just control what we can do well and just see what happens. But yeah, I think they're very, very good team.
And as a Queenslander, there's nothing better than getting one over New South Wales,
is it? Definitely. I think we'll also take the underdog status as well, like Adam Rowan's usually do as well, so no, yeah, can't wait.
If I read it right, I don't think the BBL team of the year. Is that right, Steve?
You're
not one made it?
No, not one six. Well, New South Wales players did make it, but not
within 6 or 3.
Yeah,
it's terrible. I feel sorry for
him. Just early mornings like this, like hanging with the youngsters, like that must be special to be from here and sort of see the young Gold Coast as well that look up to you and the other Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's great. Even just catching up with the kids and the parents of the kids and sort of just talking about the local cricket, and it doesn't feel long ago that I was sort of with them playing club cricket, so. Like I said before, it's awesome.
Can teach any of them to get a celebration on the ground?
Yeah, I saw one kid was trying to tell me to dry my hands on the sand again. So, no, they're a great bunch of kids and they're very talented as well.
That long-term picture, like Donald was saying, can Heritage Stadium pick up the slack if the Gabba goes down for half a dozen years?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the go is there. So obviously the Gabba's going to get redone. So no, I think it's going to be a sellout crowd. So. If the crowd gets behind it, I can't see why we can't play more games there. But we've got some fantastic stadiums throughout Queensland and even Brisbane. So, I think wherever we play, I think the Queensland crowd will sort of get behind us.
In the past, the Gold Coast hasn't supported BBL too much when it's come to town. Would it be nice playing in front of a sold-out crowd?
Yeah, it'll be pumped. I think, like I said before, I think when you're winning games in any type of format in Queensland, sort of the Queenslanders and Brisbane especially get behind you guys. So. We get a tremendous amount of support last year and this year especially, so it's going to be really loud, and the Brisbane crowd is probably the best in the country, I believe.
Well done, good luck.
Happy days. Thank you.